Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13 says that a merry heart makes for a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is crushed. Today we begin a series called Happy Hearts, and it's really this week and next week. Next week we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 15, verses 14 and 15. But today we're going to lay the foundation on how to have a happy heart. My contention for us today, however, is in order to have a happy heart, we have to deal with our mask. We have to deal with the mask that we put on, and of all the places where we shouldn't wear one, this is the place that we wear one perhaps the most. The mask that we wear in order to hide ourselves from ourselves and to hide ourselves from others. We come here and we tell ourselves that everything is all right with us. We pretend that there are no dilemmas, drama, despair. We pretend like we haven't done anything wrong at any time. Or we decorate this mask so that we let you think that I've got a perfect life. Rather than finding intimacy with God through an honesty about ourselves, and rather than having intimacy with one another through transparency together, we would rather wear a mask. And we hide ourselves and from others. The problem with that way of life is that if you hide yourself from yourself, there is absolutely no way you can have a happy heart. In Proverbs 15, verse 13, Solomon writes, "A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance." A merry heart. Now, merry, M-E-R-R-Y, is a Hebrew term that means happy. Happy, happy, happy. It means joyful. It means party down, party time, dance in the streets, dance right now. It means happy. But underlying the root of that adjective in the Hebrew language, we find a little bit more as to what leads to merriment, what leads to happy. As you look deep down in the root of that adjective, you discover that it's not simply being merry, but it is being whole and healthy. It's not just having this momentary season of serendipitous events that lead to a happy, happy, happy kind of day. But it is a wholeness of heart and a health of heart that really does lead to a wholeness and a health in our life. Really, this passage and the whole of Scripture points us in a direction where if we're going to have a happy heart, then we need to understand that a happy heart is a whole and a healthy heart. A happy heart is a heart that is whole and healthy. Now, Solomon is not talking about our physical well-being here, although a happy heart can affect our physical well-being. He's not talking about the organ that we have beating in our chest right now. He's talking about the seat or the source of who we are. In fact, in Scripture, the heart is a pretty big deal. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, Solomon writes, "Oh, but take great care of your heart. Watch it, guard it, keep your eye on it, for out of your heart springs forth your life." In Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, Jesus said that the heart is the treasure trove or the treasure house for the things that we value most. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 and 35, Jesus said that out of your heart produce the life that you're going to live, whether good or bad. An underlying principle, if we're going to seek a happy heart, an underlying principle as to why we need a happy heart is simply this: the quality of our heart determines the quality of our life. And so the Bible takes great pains for us to deal with our heart so that we have a higher quality of heart that leads to a higher quality of life, so that we have a heart that matches what God has designed that heart to look like, so that we have a life that matches the life that God has designed for us to live. The quality of our heart determines the quality of our life. But we come in here with our masks on, and we've got problems in our heart that we're not willing to address. Nothing's going to change until we take our mask off, until we see ourselves the way we really are. Now, that's going to take a work of God's grace, but it's my prayer that today God would work His grace in your life so that you'll take your mask off. Now, the reason we wear our mask is because we don't like admitting that there's something inconsistent in us. There's something out of tune in us. We don't like to look at the person in the mirror and see the quality of life we have is because the quality of our heart is not that great. So how can we go ahead and start taking the mask off? Well, first thing we need to do is understand that the reason we don't have a happy heart is because sin cuts our heart in half. See, sin cuts your heart in half. Everybody was okay in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Adam and Eve, they were having a happy, happy, happy kind of life. Their heart was whole. Until Genesis 3. And sin came along and cut their hearts in half. No longer could they live in the wholeness of life, in the quality of life of paradise. Now they had to toil and suffer and struggle because their heart had been cut in half by their sin. A story that we're all aware of. Perhaps is the story of King David. King David, big deal in the Old Testament. But in Psalm chapter 32, we see David describing his personal struggle with sin. In Psalm chapter 32, verses 3 and 4, he wrote these words. He said, "Now while I kept silent about my sin, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. Because your hand was heavy upon me, my vitality was turned to the drought of summer." You know what he's saying? Saying that his quality of life had been cut in half because sin had cut his heart in half. He didn't have a happy heart, but he had been living like he did. See, David was good at wearing the mask. He was good at wearing the mask And this mask that he wore was more designed to keep him from seeing himself than it was anything else. And David lived for weeks and then months, almost a year, acting like he had done nothing wrong. You might say, well, what did he do wrong? Well, he didn't do right with a woman named Bathsheba, and then he killed Bathsheba's husband. And then he acted like no big deal. Nothing's wrong. Day after day, week after week, month after month. He had his mask on. And because he wouldn't acknowledge his sin, he was destined to a half-hearted life. That's where many of us are today. We're in here, we got our masks on, we're pretending like everything's fine and dandy, but we've got sin, and that sin has got a hold on us, and we're acting like it's not sin, and we've rationalized it and pretended like it's not sin, but it's sin. And that sin has cut our heart in half. But it's not only sin that causes us trouble. It's also wounds. You see, we have wounds that make our heart sick. Wounds. Now, some of those wounds are self-inflicted wounds like sin, and some of those wounds are inflicted upon us. Not something we've done. Someone or something has done to us. That's why Solomon says, now, a merry heart, a whole heart, makes for a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is crushed. Sorrow there. It's a Hebrew term that means to cut, to wound, to inflict pain or injury. And Solomon is talking like this wound is ongoing, that it's festering and putrefying, and it's infected and infecting our heart, so much so that it's crushing our spirit. Now, these are the wounds that we have, and I know that most of us don't like to talk about our wounds. I think that's normal. See, if you're anything at all like I am, what I did in my life, and still do to some degree. See, I'm a preacher, and I'm a preacher's kid. And that causes a lot of drama, trauma, trouble. Because I become expert at wearing the mask in front of you. From an early age, for as long as I can remember, put on the mask. Someone hurt you, don't acknowledge it. Someone says something ugly about you, buck up, get over it. Someone bullies you, it's okay, don't worry about it. Circumstances are going bad. Church is mean to your dad. It's okay. Press on. But here's the problem with that. Each one of those events in my life, and so many more, are wounds. They're hurts. Now, what I would do is I would take all those hurts and I would put them in a box and I would slide them to the side of my soul. I'd keep them locked up and locked away, and I would not acknowledge them, so I would press on in life. And man, I'm okay. Everything is fine. I would decorate my mask with this beautiful, not beautiful, rather ugly, commonplace face, but with a smile on it. But those boxes begin to build up. And by the way, when the hurt is in a box in the corner of your soul, it begins to leak a sickness that crushes your spirit. You think about what's hurt you recently. What is it that's hurt your heart? If you let it go, it's going to crush your spirit. If you don't take off the mask and be honest with yourself, about the hurt, it's going to crush your spirit. The hurt heart crushes the spirit. But here's the problem. If you let it infect your spirit to where it crushes your spirit, then that crushed spirit is going to hurt your heart again. And then you've got more hurt in your heart that continues to crush your spirit, and that crushed spirit continues to hurt your heart. And so that wound in your heart continues to crush your spirit, and again it comes back around and it crushes your heart. And that wound in your heart continues to crush your spirit, and that crushed spirit continues to wound your heart. So you're on this crazy cycle and you're never dealing with it. And you're plastering on a smile and you're going through the motions of an everyday life, acting like everything's fine, when inside you're dying. And the most important thing is to hide, to put those hurts in a box in the corner of your soul so that no one sees, so that no one knows. But a wounded heart is a sick heart. And you got to get off the merry-go-round. Maybe you're not like me. See, I'm the box maker, right? That's how I deal with it. Maybe that's not how you deal with it. Maybe you deal with it by being mean to other people. Have you ever had somebody just blow up at you like crazy? I mean, you step on their yard and they pull out the 12-gauge. You see what I'm saying? Oh, that's a wound that's led to a crushed spirit that's leading to a wounded heart again. That person that is covered with anger, hatefulness. You've heard it said, hurting people hurt people. You know what that comes from? It comes from something like this verse. A wounded heart leads to a crushed spirit. A crushed spirit produces a wounded heart. So you're in this cycle of pain and sorrow, and so you cover it up by expressions of anger, or maybe expressions of superiority. Act like you're better than other people. In fact, there's a way that preachers do this, not just preachers, but people that I know. They do their best to put their foot on the neck of somebody down here so that they can feel like they're taking a step up themselves. Oh, that's a wounded heart leading to a crushed spirit that produces wounds in the heart. You have somebody around you that always talks about how bad everybody else is around them. Who, if you're in their presence, you feel just a little bit demeaned, disrespected. Chances are they have a wound that's led to a crushed spirit. You have somebody that has to either be the martyr on the cross, always suffering over something, or the only savior for a situation. If you have somebody in your life that's either the savior on the cross or the risen savior from the empty tomb, then make no mistake, that person who's acting like either the martyr or the rescuer, that person has a wound that's led to a crushed spirit, and they're covering it with a mask. I don't know how you cover it. I don't know what mask you wear, but I do know that everybody in this room has a mask. And until we deal with that wound, it will continue to crush our spirit, and that crushed spirit will continue to produce a wound that will continue to crush our spirit, that will continue to produce a wound that will continue to crush our spirit, that will continue to... You see the cycle. And many of you are in that cycle today. And the only way to get off that cycle, the first step in having a whole and a healthy heart, is going ahead, just taking off the mask. Stop pretending. Just be honest. I know it's hard, but at least start with yourself. At least be honest with yourself. Yeah, I've got sin I've got to deal with. Yeah, I've got hurt in my heart that makes me mean as a snake to other people. you've excused your behavior for so long, you act like it's okay. It's not okay. Take off the mask. Be honest, at least with yourself and with God today. See, that's really the end of the message, and I know, boy, that would be a bummer if that were really the end of the message. Next week, we're going to add to it and really flesh out this, what to do about this whole cycle. But today, I didn't want to leave you with such a bummer, such a drag. So let me add kind of a thumbnail sketch of where we're headed next week. You see, sin cuts our faith, cuts our heart in half, and wounds make a whole heart sick. But the good news is that Jesus can make a heart whole and a whole heart healthy. See, the good news is that Jesus can fix what's broken. But you got to take off the mask. You think about David in Psalm 32. He begins the psalm by saying, "Blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven." And blessed is another term for happy, happy, happy. And David said, "Hey, listen. I find a happy heart. First and foremost, through the forgiveness that God offers through Jesus Christ." See, Jesus is God's missionary to a sin-sickened world, to hearts that have been cut in half by sin. He has come to be the great physician in your life, to make your half heart whole. He died on a cross to forgive your sin. He's come to set what's wrong right. But you got to take off the mask and acknowledge your sin. You got to take off the mask. David wrote in Psalm 32, he said, "When I confessed or acknowledged my sin before the Lord, he forgave the iniquity of my sin." See, that's what God wants to do in your life. But you can't play the game that you don't have any sin. You got to take the mask off. Stop pretending. Jesus alone can make a half heart whole, because Jesus alone provides forgiveness for your sin. But there's more. See, what do I do with all these boxes? I got a bunch of them. What do I do with all these boxes that I've stored? What do you do with your bitterness or your rage or your anger or whatever expression your wound takes? What do you do with that? How do you deal with that? Well, you look to Jesus, because he's the only one who can make your whole heart healthy. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus is quoting Isaiah chapter 6, verse 10. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus says these words. He picks up the copy of Scripture and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to the needy. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." There it is. Jesus has come to heal your wounded heart. But you got to take off the mask. And you have to open your box. You have to bring it to Jesus. You have to give it to him. So what do we do today? I mean, today, in this place, what is it that you can walk away with today How to Have a Happy Heart. That's a great title. Happy. Happy heart. Well, how can you have a happy heart? Well, first you got to run to Jesus for forgiveness. In this place, at this time, take off your mask and run to Jesus for forgiveness. And the second thing you do is retreat with Jesus for healing. Oh, yeah, healing. Make the sick whole. Make the broken fixed. But we got to retreat with Jesus. Take off your mask and begin that retreat. You know, truth is, I've learned that I have a lot of boxes. And it's not a once-for-all kind of retreat with Jesus. I've got to take hours in my days. I've got to take days in my weeks. I've got to take weeks in my months and months in my years to retreat with Jesus, get alone with Him. Take off the mask and talk with Him. Allow the Spirit of God to pinpoint where you're sick. And then trust in the healing work of Jesus to make you well. But you got to take off the mask.